Tim and I went to a club we'd never been to before. We went in, showed ID, and paid the cover. We get a beer and sit down, glancing around for girls. I noticed three girls at a table across from us that I recognized. It was Amy Wright, Debbie Fast, and Jamie Dysart. Three maze girls. We were getting ready to go to their table when a hot brunette slides in a chair between me and Tim. We talk to her a while, her accent making us both horny. She jacks both of us off simultaneously and leaves, licking her fingers. Then we go to the maze table. They all know Tim, but don't remember me. We get up to go to the back of the bar. We go through a door there, and all of a sudden, we're in the mall. I pulled out a can of Freeze It and secretly sprayed the girls with it. They just giggled. Tim turned into Dick and we left. We just walked away. We went to Maze. Our house was the same, but across the street was different. We went up a platform attached to the top of the church and looked across at a school. There were no swings or slides or jungly gyms or anything. There was a large black pond, but it was dark and hard to see anything else. The full moon came out from behind the clouds and we could see. The pond wasn't black after all. It was filled to overflowing with 30 to 40 foot long crocodile creatures. They were scurrying around on two long legs. "Look!" Dick cried, pointing to an elevated nest of sorts. In the middle of the nest was what appeared to be a large chunk of hash. We discussed the idea of going to get some and decided to try it. We climbed down off the platform and slowly made our way to the nest. It was made out of wood and fluff. The crocs in the pond started thrashing around, attacking each other wildly. We climbed on top of the nest, and Dick told me to stand and watch. He went to the hash and started to break off a large chunk. When he touched it, four crocs rose up from underneath the nest behind him. I screamed at him, but he went on breaking it off. When he finished, he whirled around and ran straight for the crocs with the hash in his arms like a football. He fainted and spun and sprinted between the startled crocs. "Go!" he screamed. We jumped off the nest and rolled up to our feet. We ran. We saw the entire population of the pond scurrying quickly after us. We sprinted for the platform, and I soon left Dick behind. When I reached the platform, I leaped up, terror giving my legs strength, and was soon on top of it. Dick was still 20 yards away, with one of the fastest crocs close behind him. I screamed long and loud when I realized he was not going to make it. My scream was drowned out by a sound much like a stampede. It was a herd of cows that was on a collision course with Dick and the croc, with a huge bull in the lead. Just before he reached the platform, the croc snapped his jaws at Dick, narrowly missing. Before the croc could open his jaws for the killing blow, the bull trampled the croc into blood and guts and mush, as the other cows blocked off the rest of the crocs. Dick climbed up the platform like his ass was on fire. When he had joined me on top, we turned and looked. The cows and crocs were having a ferocious battle. We looked down at the bull that saved Dick, and he was looking back at us defiantly. He turned and went through the hole in the fence and ran off, disappearing into the night.